1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.
The Last Word on Today FM.
Do you remember how, after January 6, 2021, social media companies decided to stop Donald Trump using their platforms to incite people? Those were the days. It's all changed since then. Instead, now all these tech bros who run the social media companies are puckering up to the incoming president. And today, the chief executive of Meta, which of course owns Facebook, Instagram, WhatsApp, Mark Zuckerberg, announced that he's going to ditch the fact-checking system that he operates in the United States.
We built a lot of complex systems to moderate content. But the problem with complex systems is they make mistakes. Even if they accidentally censor just 1% of posts, that's millions of people. And we've reached a point where it's just too many mistakes and too much censorship. The recent elections also feel like a cultural tipping point towards once again prioritizing speech. So we're going to get back to our roots and focus on reducing mistakes, simplifying our policies, and restoring free expression on our platforms. More specifically, here's what we're going to do. First, we're going to get rid of fact checkers and replace them with community notes similar to X, starting in the US. After Trump first got elected in 2016, the legacy media wrote nonstop about how misinformation was a threat to democracy. We tried in good faith to address those concerns without becoming the arbiters of truth. But the fact checkers have just been too politically biased and have destroyed more trust than they've created, especially in the US. So over the next couple of months, we're going to phase in a more comprehensive community notes system.
Gaslighting in the extreme. Okay, Elaine Burke, host of the For Tech's Sake podcast, you know as well from TV and streaming here each Monday. Explain the background to all of this, please.
Well, to start, I think I'm going to have to fact check Mark Zuckerberg on what he said there about it becoming too politically biased, because there is a context here in which people have complained about being censored on these platforms. But researchers have looked into this, and it seems to be that, yes, they have discovered that people who swing Republican or are more conservative do tend to get their content moderated or deleted or annotated more often than other political leanings, but it's because they share more misinformation. That's what research has shown here. So the fact that even in that statement, Zuckerberg is backing up this claim kind of shows where his leanings are going. He's kind of chiming in with this cohort who believes that they're put upon, that they themselves are champions of free speech, but we can say what Zuckerberg really feels on that in a moment. But the context of this is also, as you mentioned, like, it's in the context of Trump is about to step into the presidency in the States. He has already said who his new FCC chair is going to be. It's Brendan Carr, and that FCC chair appointment has already started work, because the Trump administration that's coming in is already kind of getting the wheels in motion. And he has already lashed out at various platforms about content moderation policies, and specifically fact-checking. So it seems to be that Meta is maybe trying to get ahead of what the Trump administration is going to want from these platforms, and kowtow to those requirements.
Or it could be that he fears retribution for having kicked Trump off the platform 4 years ago. Now that Trump is heading back into the presidency, and given some of the things that Trump, the threats, overt threats that Trump has made in recent years, this is one of the greatest examples of bowing down to political power we're ever likely to see.
Yeah, and absolutely. Like, the context of this is that this measure of fact-checking was introduced post-2016. If we recall the original Trump election, the outcome of that was that what was then called Facebook was under severe scrutiny for the Cambridge Analytica scandal and the spread of misinformation across its platform. And these measures were introduced to try and move away from that reputation, and that their name was dragged through the dirt, essentially, after that election. But now it seems to be that that's not the concern anymore. Now the chief concern is to align themselves with the powerful people with the people who are going to make sure that they can move forward in doing the tech that they want with the least regulation possible and to make the most money possible.
But has Meta, as the Facebook is now called, ever been reliable and trustworthy anyway? Because if we remember Francis Hagan from a few years ago, the whistleblower from within Facebook made the most serious and detailed and proven allegations about the way this company didn't bother with child protection or anything like that in its desire to make money.
Yeah, and absolutely. I think there's a huge panic stemming from today's announcement, and I think that that's coming from a justifiable place, but let's not pretend that the fact-checking that was in place was substantial enough, because there were already problems within content moderation across Meta's various platforms even before the changes announced today. People are expecting it to get worse, but that's not to say that it was some pinnacle of good information sharing up to then. The other thing to note as well is that this, as you said, this is starting in the US, where they're going to replace it with this community notes feature. Zuckerberg has specifically said that he's replacing it with a feature that is similar to what is operated on X. So X got rid of a huge amount of its content moderation teams and relies heavily on basically its users to do fact-checking for the platform. This is also an aspect of tech where they farm out jobs to the users as well, because they don't actually want to pay people to do work. They just want to make money without spending it. So that's a whole thing. But the fact that they're going to rely on a model that's like Community Notes means that this may not ever roll out in the EU, because Community Notes is currently part of an EU investigation under the Digital Services Act into X for how it moderates its content. So they could not be able to roll this out in the EU. But something that I find troubling in Zuck's statements today, he said that he also wants to work with Trump to push back against foreign governments going after American companies to censor more. The US has the strongest constitutional protections for free expression in the world, and the best way to defend against the trend of government overreach on censorship is with the support of the US government. I think that's the crux of what Zuckerberg's goal is here. They are constantly railing against the regulation of the EU over at Meta, and they're even currently running campaigns where they've brought in influencers, popular influencers in various European jurisdictions, to complain that they can't access the AI features that Meta has been blocked from rolling out in the EU because of the regulations we have here. They really, really want this kind of no-hold-barred approach to developing their technology and unleashing it onto the public. And to have the US government on side with them in that battle could be very troubling.
Thank you very much, Elaine Burke, for being with us. I'm just going to read out a tweet I saw from a James Surowiecki, who puts it very well in relation to a lot of the hypocrisy in relation to freedom of expression, which Trump and a lot of his supporters are pushing. Trump is suing a pollster who put out a poll he didn't like. He's suing CBS for how it edited an interview with Kamala Harris. He sued Simon & Schuster, the publisher, because Bob Woodward published a book that included verbatim quotes from Trump. Trump has zero commitment to free expression.
The last word on Today FM.